Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's look at these livestock futures. And, well, the cattle, the hogs ended up with a pretty decent day yesterday.
We sure did, Dave. We saw the live cattle and feeder cattle futures close positive yesterday. Even saw some triple-digit gains at the end of the day. News-wise, it was very quiet yesterday, and the upside that we saw was accomplished mainly by technical trading. The choice box beef price has now dropped 9 of the past 11 sessions for a total loss of $12.31. Yesterday, choice box beef down 78 cents, selects down $2.52 on a total movement of 158 loads. Daily cattle kill, 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 90 cents, and the lean hogs yesterday also closed positive. Yesterday's close saw April live cattle $1.17 higher, March feeders up $1.47, April lean hogs 82 cents higher.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures here today. And wheat futures ended up with a nice day yesterday. Not so great for the corn and the soybeans.
That's exactly right. As we saw, the wheat, corn, and soybeans all score early session highs, then back off those prices. By the close, as Dave said, only Chicago and KC wheat futures closed positive. The grain and soybean complex continued to search for market-moving news yesterday. We also saw yesterday crude oil trade a trading range of over $3 and close $1.11 higher. But this morning, we're seeing our crude oil struggle. It did get down very close to $30. But we've bounced off of that, but we're still holding negative this morning. At the moment, March KC wheat down 3 cents. The March corn's down a half a penny. March soybeans trading 2.5 higher. March cotton down 16 points. March crude oil down 60 cents at 30.85. We're looking at the March dollar index down 25 cents and March Dow Jones futures 74 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. Now, Tom will be back with us again tomorrow. And for Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.